This week we have to address the absolutely horrific situation that we're seeing on our college campuses here in the United States.
Who Fine Minute.
We are Hamas!
You're Hamas, wow. You're what? You're Hamas?
You may or may not have seen the situation at Columbia University in New York, where there has been open support for terrorism, pro-Israel activists have been physically attacked, and Jewish students are being harassed. All the while, the administration of this university have done absolutely nothing to remedy the situation. Shai Davidai, an Israeli professor at Columbia University, for weeks, if not months, has been raising the alarm about the prevalence of pro-terror protests on the campus, pro-terror sentiments among students that were spreading, and these were largely ignored or dismissed. A few days ago, when he tried to go to the college, Shai's ID did not work. It had been deactivated, even though he is a member of staff at the university.
I am allowed to teach, but I am not allowed to go on campus where they are allowing the Hamas supporters. And that is a shame.
The college administration said that it was for his own protection, which it tells you something, that when they feel they can't protect a Jewish professor at his place of work, what is that telling you? Now, the Columbia administration decided, because of the situation, because of this so-called encampment, where students have essentially taken over part of the campus, that all lectures would go virtual. This isn't a solution. Rather than tackling the issue, they are avoiding and sidestepping it. And what has this done? It's emboldened other anti-Semitic students all over the country. It's no coincidence that these students, for some reason, in the central New York City, have tents which all look the same, like they were bought in bulk. It's very questionable. But aside from that, we are seeing the othering of Jewish students, of Zionist students on college campuses. We are seeing them being targeted. We are seeing pro-terror messaging. We are seeing anti-American messaging. Flyers at one university campus, I believe in Michigan, talked about that for Palestine to be free, it meant death to America. We've said this for a long time. What starts as anti-Israel, what starts as anti-Zionist, always is anti-American and always becomes anti-other groups. It never begins or ends with the Jews. We don't need words, we need action. We had a statement from the White House saying that there was alarming rhetoric. Thank you for that, but we need action. We need Jewish students to feel safe on campus. We need Zionists to feel safe on their campus. We need to see their voices not being silenced, not being bullied, not being harassed. This is completely unacceptable. We need to see Shai Davidai not being excluded from his place of work by Columbia University while they allow in people who have been praising terrorism, who aren't students, external people who are coming in and riling up the situation even more. None of this will change the situation in the Middle East. None of this will bring about peace. None of this will make the life of the average Gazan better. Because while Hamas exists, while external forces continue to use the people of Gaza as a pawn and simply tell them that they must destroy Israel and not build their own lives, of course the situation will not improve. But what is happening on our campuses is a scary and disgusting precedent which makes the lives of Jewish students more difficult and calls into serious question if we can protect our Jewish students as well as other minorities when you see this sort of hateful bigotry rise its ugly head. We must all speak up about this, and we must all demand action.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of the Kufi Minute. Until next week, for Zion's sake, do not remain silent.
Kufi Minute.